Civil Judiciary Committee. I say that for the benefit of members present and those in the audience. That puts us asunder, yeah, parting is such sweet sorrow. We'll shed our tears at the committee dinner next week. But what that means for today is, I'll just go over the agenda. Senate Bill 20, we do have dispensation on this bill from the Speaker. My intention today, committee, would be to move in all of the appropriate amendments to this bill, except the dash 18 amendments. When we get to that, we'll save those over, and the Speaker has given us permission to reopen for the purpose of finishing our work on Senate Bill 20. That is the only bill that we have a commitment on right now. Senate Bill 795, we will go into work session only on that shortly, and then Senate Bill 1115, this will be our, unfortunately for the size and scope of the bill, our one and only chance to hear and move the bill if that will happen today. So that is where we are. Let's begin with a work session on Senate Bill 20. I'll open that. And let me ask, let me see, we have some amendments here. David Hendricks, are you still in the room? He just walked out. Can you? David, do you want to sit down if we have any? Is someone here from the Department of Agriculture? Come on up. I didn't even notice. Okay. Committee, I'll take you through this. If you look at the amendments that either are before you today or that have been previously distributed, we have the dash 18 amendments. Those are the statewide photo red light amendments that we will not be moving today.
Oh, good.
The dash 19 amendments, let's take these one at a time for explanation. Mr. Hendricks, do you want to explain the dash 19 amendments?
Chair Shetterly, members of the committee, Dave Hendricks, Deputy Legislative Counsel. The dash A19 amendments were requested by the Judicial Department. This deals with the number that's written on the ticket. When you get a citation for speeding or some other violation under the bill, they did not want to have to deal with pennies on the ticket, so they wanted to have some language in there indicating that when they calculated the amount that's going to go on the ticket, what used to be the bail, it will now be a round number rounded off to the nearest dollar.
Thank you. These, I think, were spoken to last time we looked at this by Brad Swank from the, and Brad is here shaking his head in the affirmative. The dash 20 amendments. Mr. Hendricks?
I'm not sure.
Do we have anybody here from the Chiefs of Police?
No. Copy of the dash 20s. I believe.
Are you not prepared to comment on those, Mr. Hendricks?
No, I'm not sure that was one that you would suggest you were picking up at.
I was just looking here. The your memo to me of May 20, it says the dash A20 amendments. This amendment appears to be a housekeeping proposal. It is not a problem created by Senate Bill 20, but the title of the bill is broad enough to allow the use of the bill for the proposed change. That's hearings on vehicle impoundments.
Correct. This looks to me to be a basically a housekeeping measure that they were requesting with that they had spotted in looking at their statutes relating to the hearings on impounded vehicles. Again, it really doesn't relate too much to what's in the bill, but certainly the title is adequate for purposes of making that change if the committee wishes to.
Mr. Chair, what amendments are we
Dash A20?
I jumped from 18. Mm-hmm. I don't have a 20. I only have a 19 or 21.
Yeah, they would have been. They've been out for a while. The A20s have been out for a couple of weeks.
I have A20, 21, 22, and 24 and 25.
Again, as Mr. Hendricks mentioned in his, this appears to be housekeeping with regard to request for hearing on vehicle impoundments. The dash A21 amendments are being withdrawn. The dash A22 amendments are withdrawn. There is no dash A23 amendment that we know of, yeah. It's never appeared in the light of day. The dash 24 amendments, Mr. Hendricks?
Chair Shetterly, the dash A24 amendments was a little fix that we discovered in looking at the issue of stops and the grounds for issuing citations by police officers. It became apparent while we were looking at this that we really needed to do a substitution for a reference to one of the statutes in the traffic code, to one of the references in the bill. Brad Swank told me he had looked at the amendment. Brad Swank from the Judicial Department indicated that they agreed this was an appropriate amendment to make.
This is appropriately called a Scrivener's Amendment?
Scrivener's Amendment.
Okay. A25s, we have those before us. The conflict amendments?
These are the conflicts amendment, Chair Shetterly, and basically, what we attempted to do was look at all the other bills that were out there that talked about violations, infractions, et cetera, and to make sure that they were going to work, given the fact that we're changing the procedure so substantially with respect to how violations and infractions will be cited. And there will undoubtedly be a lot of amendments to other bills as they go through after this bill that will, and we're keeping an eye on them as well to make sure that we try to pick up everything that we possibly can.
Then the A27 and A28 amendments, I think those are Department of Ag?
Oh.
I'm sorry, 26 and 27.
I don't have those.
Those are today's.
They're not at my place.
I didn't need to stand up.
I didn't look.
Okay. As I understand, these are alternative approaches.
Mr. Chair, Chuck Craig with Ag, for the record, the 26 amendments are necessary to correct a drafting oversight, which would have removed the potential for jail time as part of the penalty for a measurement standards violation, so that those are necessary by themselves. The 27 and 28 amendments are alternatives.
Do you want to give us those, 27 and 28?
Okay, Mr. Chair, the 27 amendments would exempt from or not allow a third party to commence a proceeding under those statutes that the Department of Agriculture administers that have only violations. The 28 amendments, in effect, seems like to me make this part of the statute applicable only to boating, traffic, and fishing and wildlife type violations. Either one is acceptable to us, but there's a policy choice, I think, here for the committee that...
Mr. Hendricks, if I can ask, which one of these, for the record, is most consistent with current law?
Chair Shetterly, the A28 basically reflects where the law is at.
Okay.
When the work group was putting the bill together, you know, there is current, as you can see from the A28 and looking at the types of violations that are there, are covered there. These are the infractions that are now, that now allow for a private party to come in and initiate a proceeding for enforcing the law, a violation, to basically commence a private process for enforcing the statute. When the work group looked at it and looking at trying to make the law consistent, their initial thought was, you know, that if it was good for these, that it should be extended to all violations or not none. However, you know, the Department of Agriculture has brought forward positions, and they do have concerns with respect to whether or not private individuals should be enforcing some of the laws that they are charged with enforcing. And so the A28 would basically keep us where we're at, are now at under the law with respect to who can bring one of these private enforcement actions.
Okay, and are those all the amendments?
Those are all that I'm aware of, Chair Shetterly.
Yeah. Does anybody else have any amendments? Okay, let's go back then, I would propose if we can move through these one at a time, just adopt those into the bill, then we will conclude our work session on Senate Bill 20. We will not move the bill out today. We will just get these amendments in so that when we If we have occasion to deal with the 18s, we can take care of those in a very quick, very short time when this, when we are allowed to reopen to deal with that. We have before us the dash A-19 amendments. Representative Wells?
Mr. Chair, I would move we adopt the dash A-19 amendments to Senate Bill 20.
Representative Wells moves the dash A-19 amendments to Senate Bill 20. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. See, I think 20s are next.
Mr. Chair, I would move we adopt the dash A-20 amendments to Senate Bill 20.
Representative Wells moves the dash A-20 amendments to Senate Bill 20. These are the technical amendments, yeah. Mm-hmm. Related to impoundments. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. The 21 and 22 amendments have been withdrawn. There is no 23 amendment. That takes us to the 24s.
Mr. Chair, I would move we adopt the dash A-24 amendments to Senate Bill 20.
Representative Wells moves the dash A-24 amendments to Senate Bill 20. These are the Scrivener amendments to change the reference to the statute. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. 25 is next.
Mr. Chair, I would move we adopt the dash A-25 amendments to Senate Bill 20.
Representative Wells moves the adoption of the dash A-25 amendments to Senate Bill 20. These are the conflict amendments. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. 26 is next.
Mr. Chair, I would move we adopt the dash 26 amendments to Senate Bill 20.
Representative Wells moves the dash A-26 amendments to Senate Bill 20. These, again, are Scrivener amendments. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. I would suggest that the next appropriate motion would be the dash A-28, so that would be my preference as chair, leaving in place current law with these matters. Representative Wells?
Mr. Chair, I would move the dash 28 amendments to Senate Bill 20.
Representative Wells moves the dash A-28 amendments to Senate Bill 20. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. I think that's all the amendments we have before us today. And close the work session on Senate Bill 20. Thank you.
I feel like this is Senate Bill 1149.
Which one is that?
That's D-Reg. There are many, many amendments. Almost